AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cheniere Energy Partners 28% fair value premium meets a weak pressure read near the high. CQP finished the week at $65.90, only 5.5% below its 52-week high, with the weekly trend signal intact, but market dynamics still short of confirmation. Research brief. Cheniere Energy Partners LP remains in a constructive weekly trend, helped by steady LNG midstream demand and a 7.4% four-week advance. The evidence is balanced rather than outright forceful. Price is above trend, relative strength is positive, and volume was modestly above average, while activity pressure remains negative, and valuation is stretched versus ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. First, CQP rose 0.4% for the week to $65.90, taking four-week performance to 7.4% and 12-week performance to 5.7%. Second, the close sits 7.8% above the $61.12 weekly trend line and 28.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $51.30. Third, the trend signal is active, with 29 active weeks out of the past 52, but activity pressure is still negative at -0.18. Fourth, volume of 640,000 shares was 1.1 times the 13-week average and 1.2 times the 52-week average. Enough for participation, but not a high conviction volume break. Fifth, U.S. oil and gas midstream breadth is supportive, with 83.6% of industry constituents in active weekly trends, though only 29.1% show positive market dynamics. Price holds near the upper end of the yearly range. Cheniere Energy Partners ended the week of 31 July at $65.90, up 0.4%. leaving the units at 82.7% of their 52-week range and 5.5% below the $69.76 high. The weekly price structure remains constructive, with CQP 7.8% above its $61.12 trend line after a 7.4% four-week gain and a 20.1% advance over 26 weeks. The trade-off is valuation distance. The close is 28.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $51.30, signaling clear premium demand, but also reducing the margin for disappointment if momentum or sector breadth cools. The composite score of 64 and setup signature of balanced read fit the evidence. Strength is present, but not clean enough to call the setup broadly confirmed. Midstream context is supportive, but CQP is not the fastest mover. Within U.S. energy, CQP's 0.4% weekly gain broadly matched the sector's 0.5% average, while its 7.4% four-week move lagged the sector's 9.9%, but its 5.7% 12-week return beat the sector's 3.5%. Sector breadth remains mixed. 66.0% of energy stocks have active weekly trends, and 77.0% show positive relative strength, though only 29.1% of energy stocks show positive market dynamics. That's the full picture on Cheniere Energy Partners' recent performance. Steady, balanced, and still not fully confirmed. But only 21.0% show positive market dynamics. The industry read is stronger. U.S. oil and gas midstream posted only a 0.0% average weekly return, with 83.6% trend breadth and 76.4% positive relative strength breadth. CQP ranks around the middle of the group on the week, 27th of 55, but its 4-week and 12-week returns are ahead of the industry averages of 6.9% and 2.5% respectively. Peer action is more aggressive elsewhere, with Dorian LPG up 34.7% over 4 weeks and BW LPG up 22.8%, leaving CQP as a steadier midstream participant rather than the group's sharpest momentum name. Signal state remains split between trend and pressure. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop is active, and the 29-week active streak keeps the weekly regime constructive. Relative strength is positive at 6.35, a recovery from the negative reading seen in late June. And the broader midstream group still has strong relative strength breadth. Market dynamics is the restraint. Activity pressure is negative at -0.18, and the signal state shows no fresh buy confirmation. The expectancy read is also neutral, with an undecided 48.38% probability. That combination points to a stock still being supported by trend and range location, but not yet backed by broad internal pressure. Volume and risk argue for confirmation before the next leg. Turnover improved to 640.0K shares, compared with a 13-week average of 575.5K and a 52-week average of 548.9K. At 1.1 times the 13-week norm, the latest week carried some participation, but it did not reach the 1.5 times threshold that would signal stronger institutional urgency. The late July move also followed a 5.2% gain on only 406.6K shares. So volume backing remains moderate rather than decisive. Risk is not excessive, but it has risen. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.7%, above the 52-week base of 3.7%. Over the past 26 weeks, 17 weeks finished higher and 9 lower, with an average gain of 3.1% against an average loss of 2.8%. The main watch points are whether CQP can stay above the $61.12 trend line, whether activity pressure can turn positive, and whether any move toward the $69.76 high arrives with materially stronger volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.